Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for the player of the game on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Dan Quinn Coaches Show continues on a Monday from Flowery Branch with Dave Archer, Wes Durbin. And our player spotlight today is Grady Jarrett. Local fella done good, as they say. Boy, it's nice to come away with the W yesterday, wasn't it, man?
Oh, man, it felt good to finally, you know, get another win. That slide we've been on, been rough, especially, you know, around here. We expect to win, want to win, and it's been a tough for us. But to get a win, it felt really good.
Great. I think everybody's proud of you, the way you play and how hard you play. You know, we were talking about before we came on. I think it's admirable how hard you've been playing. But I want to talk about something that's kind of near and dear to your heart as well. You were named NFL Man of the Year representative for the Atlanta Falcons. Walter Payton Man of the Year. That's a big deal.
Yes,
and it's, especially with this organization, because this organization is in the front of taking care of the public, and you're that guy. You're that point guy. How does that make you feel?
Absolutely, man. It felt good, you know, to be able to recognize as Man of the Year. But, you know, like I said, you know, doing things in the community and I guess being a role model for kids, being somebody that, you know, can be a stand-up man off the field, you know, that's not why you do things to get awards. It's kind of a byproduct of just, you know, just being who I am and trying to help other people and make other people's lives better. So it was, definitely feels good to be recognized, though.
Grady, do you remember being a kid and being inspired by somebody like you now when you were young growing up?
As far as
I mean, I don't like know who influenced you when you were like there. You know, maybe it was somebody that came to visit school, somebody at camps, things like that. I mean, do you have a sense of that now as you've grown older and gotten in this position of how important that is?
Yeah. I just always kind of been real observant, you know, and I'll say from a football standpoint, Ray Lewis was a big somebody I looked up to because he was, you know, real close to my family. You know, he was the best at what he did, and I spent some good quality time with him. And just being around certain people that's been at the highest of doing things, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, guys like that. As a young boy, you learn from the best, and so it's like you know, when you go through things, sometimes with some people, you got to realize, like, maybe this person, not what he's talking about. So it's like me learning from the best, I didn't have to go. I can call the best. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I had to get bad advice from somebody who thinking they're telling me right when they're really not. So, and I've been blessed to have a really great family. My mother's my biggest inspiration. And, you know, how hard work she is. And she just always, you know, always tell us, like, always be fortunate. You always got to treat people right. And, you know, it definitely stuck. But as far as just being observant and, you know, seeing where people need help and having a gift, I guess, to connect with people, is something that I have.
It's that man in the middle with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, our player spotlight, Grady Jarrett. You shall not pass. You hear me say it many times when Grady makes a stop, and that's fairly often in a game. What, Grady, with the losses, and even you were banged up some this year, that's been tough for you guys on this side of the ball. Let's talk about your defensive side of the football and how you guys have kind of tried to fight and persevere to try to put a good product on the field.
Yeah, you said it, man. We've been fighting and persevering, you know, had a lot of injuries early, and, you know, been from – you know, big-time guys, big-time players for our team. And it's been hard, you know, trying to rebound from that. But, you know, we didn't have any excuses. We kind of just went back to work. It was rough at first. But as it got going, you know, guys started playing better and getting more used to playing with each other. You can see KZ having a whole bunch of interceptions, stepping up in that role. And it's just guys like he's just kind of mine. But it's other guys that step up and got better as it went on. Jordan Richards got a lot better from when he first got here. So, I mean, it's a lot of guys stepping up. You got Steven Means coming in making big plays. You know what I'm saying? So, we got guys that's coming up making big plays. But, you know, when you take that first knock early in the season, you lose guys like Kiki, Debo, Rico. I mean, they – some of the best in the league at what they do. And we'd be kidding ourselves if we said that we can just get past that, or just that don't make a difference. And then I was out two games. Tack was out a game. I mean, it was just unfortunate, but there's no excuse. We just got to keep going to work and to try to finish this thing off the best we can.
So what's the silver lining? Because there has to be something that, even though frustration, disappointment, things like that, there has to be something you're going to take from 2018 and apply it to 19, apply it to the offseason. Mm-hmm. What is it for Grady Jarrett at this point, or do you know?
I mean, everything happens for a reason, you know, and I always feel like some things for me is a test of faith, you know, and – you know, when circumstances are bad, are you going to fold, you know, or are you going to keep going? My thing for me is I control the controllables. I know I can control my effort every time I'm out there. I know I can control my preparation. I can't control the outcome of the game, but my influence and my preparation, things I can control, can't have effect on the outcome. But, I mean, for me personally, he's just trying to go out there and put the best product I can week in and week out. And, yeah, we love to win. And everything I do is try to win, bring wins to this organization. But I got to be the best version of me to do that. So, you know, kind of just controlling the controllables, trying to lead other guys and help them become the best them they can. And from whenever they're willing to hear from me or whatever. I mean, you know, I'm here to serve, you know, my teammates, man. So, it's just controlling the controllables.
Well, what he controlled yesterday was the line of scrimmage, and it wasn't just in the run game. It was after getting after the passer. Two sacks yesterday for Big Grady Jarrett on this defensive front. Seven sacks yesterday, Grady, for you guys. I know you're proud of that. Do you guys sense when you get a couple, does it become blood in the water a little bit for you when you start getting after the passer?
Oh, man, yeah. It's awesome. It's a great feeling. And you see guys getting excited for each other, and it just make you want to do more and just get more. So, I mean, you said it's like blood in the water. Like, you get that one, you get two, like, all right, you get that third one. Then everybody like, come on, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Then I was like, I get my first one kind of early. So I was like, I want to get some more. You know, it's like the fourth quarter. You know, I get my one in the fourth quarter. You know, if I'm in chill mode, you know, not hunting, I'm not going to get that second one. You know, so it's like, it got to be blood in the water.
Can you tell when you've gotten to a QB in his head? Because it clearly looked like you had taken him completely out of his game.
Yeah, absolutely. When quarterbacks don't like getting hurt, especially a young one. So when he got hit a couple times, rattled up, showed some couple different pressures, you definitely could tell in their mannerisms, you know, how fast they're getting rid of the ball now, or if they just kind of, you know, just kind of going down. You know?
I always sense when those eyes come down out of the secondary and they start looking at you guys. Now
it,
right?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good for everybody. It's good for everybody when you get to the quarterback.
I want to get back to this. Cute quarterbacks don't like going down. Is that what we said?
Cute quarterbacks.
Did you say cute quarterbacks?
No, young.
Oh, young quarterbacks.
No, young quarterbacks. I said, okay. Especially young guys. Yeah. No.
I was getting ready to say, like, yeah, you know, young guys who haven't been in the game much, I was thinking, wait
come
a second.
Come on, I don't know where that came from.
You know what I mean. All right, Grady Jarrett's with us. When you think about guys like Steven Means getting sacks and you and Tack and everybody else, the collective mindset of this defense, even though this year hasn't gone the way you wanted it to, the collective mindset of this defense has never changed, right?
I mean, no. I mean, we don't want to give up. We don't want to struggle. It's not like we're doing it on purpose. You know, it's just kind of – we just kind of going through – we working with – you know, just trying to get over a hump, and we just got to take it week by week. You know, we made a step in the right direction this week, and even we got two games left, we're still trying to find out where we can get better. And they've been that way every week, you know, whether we had a good performance or bad performance. We always, you know, peel back that Band-Aid and try to figure out where we can get better at. So I feel like everything, you know, happened for a reason. Like, it's a process, you know. You got to stay in the moment. Like, everything is all going to be good to come from your struggle. Like, whether that's in football, life, whatever, you got to believe that and know that. So you got to just trust the process and keep going. Like, you don't let circumstances hold you back.
You guys have heated up the passer pretty good the last couple of weeks. Probably could have had 8 or 9 sacks a week ago against Rodgers as well. Okay, got a different beast in the building, or you're going to go to his building. Mm-hmm. What mindset changes with the big guy playing quarterback for Carolina?
You know, just got to be physical, man. And he's a guy that is really, really athletic and he's really strong. So you got to finish him. You got to finish when you're trying to make plays on him, making sacks. Sacks that I've had on him, it's been like finish plays. And the multiple ones that I've missed on him is like – any other quarterback probably would have went down. Like, so he's really strong in the lower body. He does a really good job of knowing where his guys are. So when, you know, he is getting tackled to the ground or something like that, he can just get the ball out. So, I mean, he's been doing a good job for them for a long time. It's the reason why they like him so much.
Real quick, you watch the game tonight? Take a watch at it?
You know, I always watch the Monday night games, you know.
So, everybody does, right?
Yeah, just for a little while. You know, I don't sit there and study the whole thing. I like to watch the film, but you know, I enjoy watching Monday night football.
Let me tell you something, Grady. As a former player, I admire how hard you're playing. There's obviously a lot on the line for you coming up after the season's over.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And with that being said, you're out there balling out. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Grady, great to have you with us. Thanks, man.
Every time.
Tigers on the 29th. Feel good, right?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right. Stay tuned. More Dukes and Bell coming up from Flowery Branch after this on 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.